laying in bed. It's actually a little after 1 o'clock my time, which is Central Time here in Kentucky. Just felt like recording an audio boo because I've been, tonight I've been, well, I was talking to my friend Lisa via Skype earlier about a podcast that I've had in mind, and I was just sort of bouncing it off her and seeing what she thought. I'm rambling a little bit, but that's what you're going to get, because I'm actually laying in bed as I record this. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, just because I really enjoy it, and I did start out in radio, and always loved that part of it. There's a lot that's not to like about being in radio, but I really did enjoy getting to talk to people and enjoyed my time on the air and just having fun with it. But I've always been sort of lacking a topic. I've wanted a really good topic to tackle. I've gone through all kinds of different ideas. I've thought about, I am someone who's very interested in consciousness and meditation and that sort of thing. And I'm very interested in things like, on the other end of the spectrum, things like Star Wars even. I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to do a Star Wars or maybe a Lord of the Rings podcast? Ultimately, all of these ideas felt a little flat. And then fairly recently, I came up with, well, that's not right. I didn't come up with it. It just sort of occurred to me one day that something I would be really interested in talking about, that my interest goes a little bit beyond just sort of being a fan of something or having a belief or some ideas that I need to push across the table at people. I started thinking, what I'm really fascinated by is how the world is changing, specifically in terms of media and technology, and how is journalism changing because everybody has a phone and everyone has a camera. One of the really significant things I would like to sort of explore is how is filmmaking, because I'm a rather a film buff, and I think all the time, you know, how is film changing because everyone has a camera now, or almost everyone. Almost everybody has access to or has something that can shoot digital video. And we're, of course, accustomed to the studios churning out movies that we pay far too much money to go to a theater and see. But that's going to change. You know, the way what is thought of as being a real movie is going to change quite a bit. And how is that going to change? And why? And that, where are we heading with all this business? How is ownership of film, cinema, going to change? Ownership of literature in a digital world? I mean, I suspect that eventually down the road, you're going to see major changes in what we think of as being intellectual copyright. Intellectual property, I have a feeling, will change in the future. I mean, you look at what the recording industry has been doing to people that have been bootlegging music. I mean, the penalties and the aggression with which their fault is getting stricter and stricter and more tenacious. And what's that all about? Where is that really leading? Because I got news for you. The alternative, in order to crack down on these people, to support sort of the standards of law as they are, is just going to result in truly draconian means down the way. I mean, it seems, you know, one of those things, well, clearly these people are breaking the law, therefore we have to throw the book at them. But I think you're going to be very quickly discovering that that is going to be a task that will require a retooling that we may not be willing to make. So anyway, these ideas. I've been thinking about this for a while, just an idea for a podcast. What do you think? Leave me a comment, send me an email, isoban@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. You can follow me on Twitter, @isoban, and I'm going to try to get some sleep.